Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome, dear listeners. You are tuned to Radio Islam International. Yes, indeed, a very sad night it is, dear listeners. Last week, Friday, we find the entire community of Lanesia and surrounding areas were deeply shocked after we witnessed the passing away of Uncle Brother Shaheed Manju, known as Uncle Shah, rahmatullahi alayhi. We know who was shot and he passed away into the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, dear listeners, he was a giant activist, a great humanitarian. He was a towering figure of the community. And alhamdulillah, not forgetting the others as well, who passed away in the line of duty, who gave their lives for the community. He and others displayed the true spirit of community activism and volunteerism. You know, community events, any community events come, these brothers were there, Uncle Shah was there. He was an easygoing man, he was loved by one and all. And he dedicated his entire life to service the community, to serve the community. And alhamdulillah, he was very, very active in combating the scourge of drug abuse. And also at this point in time, inshallah, let's not forget, our brothers and the other stalwarts who sacrificed their lives. I got to mention Brother Muhammad Mehtar, rahmatullahi alayhi, Brother Arif Baba, rahmatullahi alayhi, who sacrificed their lives as well. Brother Arif Baba, we know he was shot twice through his bulletproof vest with an R4 assault rifle a few years ago, and this happened out in Extension 8 area. And in the words of his brother, he passed away as a hero while doing the work of the SAPs, and he passed away protecting him. Respected listeners, at the onset we express our heartfelt condolences on this occasion to the family of Uncle Shah, rahmatullahi alayhi, Brother Shabir Manju. To the family and the friends, we share your undoubted grievances and sadness and the tragic loss. You know, the end of his life, subhanallah, was also glorious. He performed his Jumu'ah Salah. He performed his Sunnat Namaz, make dua to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he went in the line of duty, gave his life in serving the community. And Allah granted him the stage of a shaheed. Subhanallah. This is a first bonus, as many ulama can have mentioned. He passed away on the day of Friday. And according to the hadith of our beloved Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioned that the person who passes away on the day of Friday, subhanallah, Allah will save him from the fitnas and the trials of the qabr. Inshallah, there is no adab of the qabr. This is a hadith of our beloved Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second hadith, dear listeners, is, according to the hadith, dying to defend one's deen, one's wealth, or one's life, because our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that man qutila duna mali fahuwa shaheedun ila akhir al hadith, that whoever is killed in defending his wealth, he is a shaheed, he is a martyr. Whoever passes away in defending his religion, he is a martyr indallah. Whoever passes away in self-defense is also, inshallah al-Aziz, a shaheed. And thirdly, subhanallah, brothers, those who were there for the janazah salah, really one of the biggest janazahs that Lanesia has ever witnessed. Subhanallah, people from every town were there. And when Alim even mentioned, if your brothers mentioned, really we envy this janazah. According to the hadith of the Nabi of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if 40 people who have never associated partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perform the janazah salah, inshallah there is maghfirah, there is forgiveness from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Respected brothers, somebody said there was approximately over 5,000 people at the janazah salah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant him gentle firdaus. May Allah forgive him. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant his family members sabri jameel, inshallah al-aziz. You know, guarding the nights, patrolling, helping the drug addicts. The hadith of Nabi Kareem also mentions guarding the borders of Islam in the community. For one day in one night, jealousness is better than fasting and reading nafal namaz for an entire month. Hadith in Muslim Sharif. May we also sacrifice our lives, inshallah, in defense of the deen of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for the community. Allahumma ghfirhu warhamhu wa sakinu fil jannah. Allahumma ja'al qabrahu rawdatan min riyadil jannah. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. So inshallah, for the next hour and a half or 2 hours, we're going to be talking to different brothers in the community. He's touched many, many lives across the board, really. You know, youngsters, the elderly, subhanallah, he's helped so many addicts on the road to recovery. And a few members will be talking to us, family members. And towards the end of the program, inshallah, we're going to listen to one of his snippets as well. The program we had approximately 3 or 4 months ago in the Radio Islam studios. We're going to be listening to some statements of people, subhanallah, some SMSs have come through, mashallah. And towards the end, we're going to be talking to the CPF members. We're going to be talking to the neighborhood watch. we're going to be talking to Janaza Security and also, inshallah, Brother Amandi from the Forensics Department, inshallah, all of this on Radio Islam International for the next 2 hours. So we're going to start off, inshallah, we're going to be talking to a very, very close friend, and that is our beloved brother, Brother Muhammad Ahmed Hassan, known as Uncle Mums, and their relationship goes back many, many years ago, and I think he knew him since 1982. Uncle Mums, we welcome you to Radio Islam International. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Uncle Mums, jazakumullah for your time, and we believe you knew him. I spoke to you the other night. You mentioned that you knew Uncle Shah rahmatullahi alayhi. You knew him since, I think, 1982. You're a very, very close family member. Tell us about you knowing him since 1982. What kind of a man was Uncle Shah?
Brother, we come from a very long way. You know, we come down memory lane. And the thing is that he was part and parcel of our family. We grew up together for the last 35 years together. In the sense, where I met him in Maritzburg, the day my father-in-law opened a business in Maritzburg. He was employed by my late father-in-law, Gulambai, from Gulam's supermarket. Shah was very, very close to my brother-in-law, Rashid Lely. They actually ran the business in Maritzburg together. I used to be every weekend in Maritzburg with Shah, with Rashid, and we all used to be together. Weekends we used to spend together, and that's how it used to be.
Tell us about the trips together, Marvakil Mams. We have approximately 8 to 10 people. We're going to give each one, inshallah, brothers, about 30 to 4 minutes. We have many, many brothers to speak to. Tell us a little about regards to the family trips together, the joyous moments you spent with him, and talk about the fishing trips as well.
There was a time where, I think it was approximately around about in the 90s, 1998, somewhere there, my family, the late Marhum Shabir Manju's family and Rashid Lely's family, we've been on a holiday together to Cape Town. We built a bond together over this period of time. The love we had for one another was, you couldn't explain it. You just couldn't explain. With my bond with the late Shabir Manju was as such that whenever I seen him, I must hold him, I must feel him, I must touch him. That's the bond that we create between us. And it so happened that he actually settled in Indonesia. He was invited by my family, by my late father-in-law, to come and work for him in Indonesia. So that's how Shabir Manju got into Indonesia. And from there, he was part and parcel of this family, the Gulam's supermarket family. He lived with us. He did everything with us. We've been on holidays together. We've been on fishing trips together. We were always together. I met him till today. I see Shabir Manju. I used to see him every day of my life. Besides meeting him at the masjid, I used to be at his home every day. We had business dealings together. There wasn't one day where he opened up and said, "You know what, Muhammad, you know what, I need my money. You owe me my money." It was always this relationship that we built. He never ever spoke out to me in the sense to say, "I need you to bring my money to me." Or we never had an argument over a period of 35 years. Can you imagine? In 35 years, we never spoke harsh to one another. We never raised our voices to one another. If it was a mistake, it was an error, we rectified one another. That's the bond we grew up with.
Brother Mams, Uncle Mams, Jazakumullah for that. Brother Muhammad Ahmed Hassan, known as Uncle Mams, who shared a relationship with Uncle Shabir Manju, rahmatullahi alayhi, since 1982. A very close family friend, alhamdulillah, being on family trips together, fishing trips together, and talking about the business dealings they had together. MashaAllah, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant him the highest maqam and stage in Jannat al-Firdaus, inshallah. Ameen. Jazakumullah, Uncle Mams.
JazakAllah.
We continue to listen as we are to Trade Islam International, and next up we're going to be talking to the Imam of the Rainbow Masjid, and Uncle Shah rahmatullahi alayhi had a very, very good ta'alluq and relationship with the Imam of the Masjid, Maulana Nazir Jassad Sahib Damat Barakatum. Maulana Sahib, one of the family members, mentioned to me two nights ago that Uncle Shah rahmatullahi alayhi loved Maulana Nazir Jassad Sahib to bits. Subhanallah. He was an extremely good person, Maulana. The loss one can imagine is keenly felt by yourself and the entire community. And again, dear listeners, we take this opportunity, inshallah, Aziz, to convey our sincere condolences to the family, inshallah. And we all make dua to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Uncle Shah's maghfirat. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Maulana Sahib, you shared a very close ta'alluq and relationship with Uncle Shah. You spoke to him every day. He was a 5 times musalli in your masjid. Maulana Sahib, let's talk about Uncle Shah's affiliation to the masjid.
Alhamdulillah, over the years, we had grown strong, we had grown together, we had grown to understand each other, we had understood the needs and demands of our community together, we had grown together, and alhamdulillah, over the years, we grew fond of each other in the sense that we did a few different events together and we managed certain aspects of the masjid together. So, alhamdulillah, with Allah's fadal, we had grown a good bond and friendship over the years.
One of the Shah, you shared many, many years with him. Subhanallah, what impact did Uncle Shah, rahmatullahi alayhi, have upon yourself and upon the community as well? And tell us about the sacrifices, some of the sacrifices and his dedication towards the community.
Uncle Shabir, or Uncle Shah, as he is fondly remembered and known, was the kind of person that was always willing. He was the game, party, happy human being, you know, always adding beauty to any occasion. Willing to run, willing to jump, willing to understand. He could talk any language. Literally, when he was sitting with young boys, he could talk of the most recent football match. When he sat with the elderly, he could relate with them on their matters. He could even talk to people about political issues, and he would contribute meaningfully in all other conversation and discussion. Shabir Bhai was an amazing person in the sense that when it came to different huququllah, such as salah, he would never falter in that regard. And even in discussion, it was quite clear that salah was not a compromised matter. No matter how far he went, no matter what distance he may cover, but salah was a priority. On time, he would stop for salah. And at the masjid, he was 5 times punctual for every salah. Charity was in place, alhamdulillah. He would be very mindful and conscious about having to discharge his charities. Ramadan, he took to a different level. He was young at heart, energetic, strong, as brave and robust a human being he was. At the same time, we keep in mind the fact that he was a healthy, strong 61. So when he made Taraweeh, he looked for the Taraweeh that was most challenging. Maulana Imran Sahib's boys would read Taraweeh over 6 nights. They would complete the khatam. He would attend that Taraweeh. And then this year he was willing to even shift the bar for next year to 3 nights in order to complete the Quran. So Uncle Shah was a remarkable human being. When he came to Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, that was on every given opportunity he would travel. Alhamdulillah, in the recent past years, he had been on numerous occasions. Ramadan, he had been there. He had been on other occasions. He had taken his mother-in-law. He had been with elderly people, and with Allah's fadl, the same person that you would meet in South Africa was the same person you met in Makkah Mukarramah. Bubbly, happy, planned, organized individual. So that was huququllah. But what stood out and what attracted the crowds on that occasion of his funeral was حقوق العباد.
Subhanallah, dear.
He won hearts. He touched hearts. He turned people's attention towards him. He was the kind of person that when he spoke to them, they would immediately take to him because of his warm, loving personality and nature. His character was such that he didn't give any half measures. Anything that he did, he gave full commitment to. And to understand what I mean by hukukul ibad, or service to humanity, he did the counseling on a Tuesday evening. That was a selfless service, and it was not about himself. Whoever he saw that was capable of talking, he would draw them into his circle, bring them on a Tuesday night, come assist, say a few words to motivate these people. Then when it came to ijtima, at the oddest time of the day and night, Uncle Shah, where are you going to? I'm going to Binoni, the ijtima is there, we've got to do duty. He'll come home, do duty at home, in whatever he had to do at home, but then he would return to the ijtima to do duty on his security shift, timelessly. When it came to community issues, he passed on literally without having had lunch with his family on the day that we would sometimes remember as Jum'ah, and the day that it was his birthday. I mean, you know, we need to be mindful and cognizant of the fact that immediately after the Jum'ah Salah, socializing with them, he had responded to a call. So he gave preference to the community over his personal wants and needs. This was an emotional moment. He would have liked to be with his family, sitting around with them, but he gave preference to his community and to a call that was made. And like that, he was known for his attachment to football, Lesko.
Yeah.
He was known for his contributions at every front.
Yeah.
He was a selfless human being. Mm. When he met people, he left them with this fond impact and memory for always. I've written a few words that I will just run through quickly if I can find it. These were the words that I had put together. The best amongst you are those who benefit others.
Yeah.
Uncle Shah had attracted a huge congregation to preside over his funeral by touching and winning the hearts of the young and the old indifferently. A bubbly and warm personality dedicated to the service of mankind, soccer, fishing, security, counseling, father, companion and more. Accessible and available at every beck and call. Salah uncompromised, charity discharged most generously, Umrah and Hajj, the holy lands, the first given opportunity, the fasting month and its dues observed with the greatest of fervor, a mujahid having acquired martyrdom in the line of duty, a community stalwart that gave and forgot, supported and did not await an acknowledgement. He didn't wait for people to tap him on his back. Well done. Youth development and support for the youth was a primary concern for Uncle Shah, as described by a laird as follows. I was disowned due to substance abuse, but adopted by Uncle Shah for meals and more. May Allah Rabbul Izzat fill Uncle Shabir's grave with perfect light, grant him Jannatul Firdaus, forgive his sins, and grant his family sabr-e jameel.
Ameen. Jazakallah. Masaf, Jazakallah for those kind words. Khayrun nas, mayyin fa'un nas. The words of our beloved Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that whoever benefits mankind, he is the best among the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah forgive him. May Allah have mercy upon him, inshallah. May Allah excuse him. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala pardon him. And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make honorable his reception in Darul Akhir. Mala sahab, jazakumullah, and to request for du'as as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. من وراء
We welcome you once again. We're just tuned for Radio Islam International. Dear listeners, we're talking about Marhum Shabir Manjoo, known to many as Uncle Shah, the beloved Uncle Shah. Somebody said a few minutes ago he was really an all-rounder. May Allah fill his qabr of the noor and light. Yes, dear listeners, like we said earlier, that subhanAllah, really the end of his life. We were talking about his contributions to the community, but look at the end of his life, subhanAllah, it was also glorious. Allah took him on the day of a Jumu'ah. Allah granted him a stage of a shaheed. SubhanAllah, dear listeners, he passed away in the line of duty, and look at the janazah salah being performed by thousands and thousands of people. May Allah elevate his daraja in the akhirah. And we're now talking to Maulana Musa Barat. Alhamdulillah, we all know Maulana Musa Barat, and Maulana's been to the Haramain Sharifain over and over again. He's back in South Africa for a few weeks, and we take this opportunity to welcome Maulana in the studios. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Maulana Kara and all the Radio Islam listeners.
Maulana Uncle Shah has really left a legacy. Allah loved by everybody, the elderly, the young. He brought himself to the level of the person speaking to. Everybody loved him. At the janazah salah, people as young, children as young as 4 and 5 years of age were crying, Uncle Shah. You know, everybody was in tears the day that he passed away. Maulana Sal, let's talk about the legacy of the man, Uncle Shah, rahmatullahi alayhi. Let's start off talking about, you know, the neighborhood watch, how it started the security in your area.
Maulana, if I may, just the fact that Radio Islam is dedicating this program as a tribute, and a well-known local community newspaper will dedicate an entire page for a tribute of Shaheed Shah. And I think from today onwards we need to refer to the marhum, because he is truly, truly a Shaheed. So you need to refer him as Shaheed Shabir Shah Manjoo, inshallah. But that's what type, that just gives you what the legacy of this person that had. Maulana asked me, how did the neighborhood watch start? And that is, in essence, what Shaheed Shah contributed, not only to our community, but to various other communities. If you are driving around, or if you are living in Indonesia, and you have been patrolled by a community security service, then let it be known that the initial spark for this, the initial person that motivated this was none other than Shaheed Shah Manjoo. I can recall a time when crime was so rife in our area that in one evening no less than 40 homes were broken into. In front of Shaheed's house, Maulana Isa Badat and his 2-year-old son, then Usama, was almost hijacked. And this is when Marhum came and said, this is enough. We had enough, we have to do something. And timelessly we went with him to meetings, and he used to have discussions. And finally, after a year of meetings, he said, let's just start it. And alhamdulillah, till today, 18 years on, all the community security services has sprung up from this brainchild. I also recall times when it had become too dangerous for people to visit the Qabristan, because people were getting hijacked there. Shaheed Manjoo came ahead and said, let us allocate certain times. I recall it was Friday after Fajr and on a Sunday morning, whereby he would go and take the responsibility of standing guard to make sure that people could now come and visit the people. Their marhum. So much so that, you know, this is the legacy of Shaheed is so great that today I received a call to say that you're going to be interviewed by a person in France to want to know who was this person.
SubhanAllah.
And then they want to replay that interview internationally.
Okay.
Leave that alone. Maulana Nazir mentioned that marhum went to Makkah, Medina.
Yeah.
I had the honor of being with him in Masjid al-Aqsa. Yeah. Wallahi al-Azim, because he stood security or bodyguards for the imams when they came down.
Mm.
If I can replay to you, which I don't have now, the du'as that they had been made for him. They even said that they will perform the janazah salat ala al-ghaib in Masjid al-Aqsa for him.
SubhanAllah.
So this is, whoever heard about this and knew him on the trip that came to Masjid al-Aqsa cannot believe that why would somebody want to do this to this person. So unfortunately we live in the society. But what do we do from here? How do we hold up this legacy of Shaheed Marhum Shah Manjoo? That is, like he was prepared to give his life to defend the justice and peace in our society, in our community, we have to now use whatever we can to try and uphold that legacy. I know in the Rainbow Valley area, there's meetings been called for us to see how to make the area more safe. And it's our responsibility to make sure that Shaheed did not die in vain. That we go forward and we see what more we can do. Inshallah.
Also, Jazakumullah for that. Maulana, a message to our listeners. You know, how important is it for us to remember him, inshallah. Added to that, sending Isali Thawab for him and all the marhumin on a continuous basis.
No, 100%, like our beloved Nabi Sallallahu. I mean, I just, we went to the Qabristan with his, with Marhum's late son, and I said, how important is it you have two small kids? Bring them to the Qabristan. Let them make dua. Okay, and then somebody reminded me to say that, but the Shaheed, he's already flying around in Jannah. You know, and somebody else made another joke because he said, you know, the one that started the Rainbow Security with him was Marhum Junaid, who passed away while transporting a mayyat for the Jamiatul Ulama. So somebody said, Marhum Junaid will ask Marhum Shabir, that what took you so long? Sure. You know, so that is where their place is. Our place is still here on this earth. We still have to battle, we still have to defend, but we can take solace from the fact that we know Marhum is in a better place. And we know what to do to be able to get that status that inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him.
Ameen. Also, Jazakumullah for that. Allah forgive him. Ameen. And Jazakallah for the remarks as well as the messages. Malana, you take care. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalamu wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. Yes, listeners, many, many people to speak to, inshallah. We're going to be talking about Uncle Shah. We're going to be playing some snippets as well. We had a program on Radio Islam International approximately three months ago, and we'll play that snippet in a few moments' time. And also a few messages have come through, you know, regarding the so many aspects of greatness did he cover, you know, so many roles did he excel at, that really it's difficult to summarize a lifetime of character, contribution to the community, selfless sacrifice in just a few hours on Radio Islam International. May Allah Pak for this Qabr of Nur and Light. Alright, we're going to be talking, inshallah, Aziz, to brother Hashim Sakari, a very, very close friend of Shabir Shah Mandu, Rahmatullahi Ali, Uncle Shah, and they spend many, many times together. Basically, after every salah, they had some words together. We'd like to welcome Hashim Sakari. Hashim, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to my brother.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hashim, we have approximately just 4 minutes left. Maaf for that very, very limited time. No Tell problem, us no. about your relationship with Uncle Shah Shabir.
Alhamdulillah. I can be summed up in a few words, but would never actually explain who this man was or what he was to our community. He was a father to most of us, a grandfather to the younger. He was a friend. He was an ustad in his own way.
SubhanAllah.
You know? Uncle Shabir, whenever I came out of my house, he would be either under the tree, having his cigarette, you know, going before namaz. This was our naughty stuff. But that's how we remember him. And we would go for salah. Come out of salah, we would be under the tree as well. Once Mulana saw us underneath the tree and he said, you know, you guys under this tree, you're like the Sahaba. You know, they came out of the masjid, they stood under a tree. This is the tree. And this is how we remember him, you know. The youngsters of the area, you know, they had a, one day they were saying, like, who's the strongest in the area? And everybody was giving names. And one youngster said, you know, Uncle Shabir, Uncle Shah, he's the strongest, you know. He is the strongest. Mm-hmm. And how relevant that is in our life. Every day passed us by, we learned something from him. Conversation upon conversation with him. He was a man you could joke with in any way, in any respect. He took it as a joke. Never got upset with us. Never got cross with us one day. You know? Always gave us good advice. Always taught us the right things from wrong. Helped wherever he could help, and whoever he could help, at whatever time it might be. There was never a no to him. There's always a yes to him. He was an excellent person in our life. And every day now going out, it's just the empty space, just the three. Inshallah, let Allah give him the higher stages of Jannah.
Ameen.
And make it easy for the family as well.
Ameen. Jazakum Allah for that. Allahumma ghafir wa rahmu wa sakinu fil Jannah. Yes, ajeeb relationship we had with the beloved Shaheed Manju, Uncle Shah. He was a friend, he was an ustad, he was a well-wisher, he was like a father to you, and he was like a father to many in the community. Alright, we can take a break, dear listeners. You are tuned to Radio Islam International, but before that, inshallah, I'm going to be playing to you a snippet of our interview with Brother Shaheed Manju, better known to us as Uncle Shah, Rahmatullahi Alayh. Bashir, an interview we had approximately 3-4 months ago on Radio Islam International. We're going to play to you just a snippet of his, inshallah, and the after some messages. Keep listening.
On the air so many times, it's coming from a person that's went through it. People, children actually committing suicide because of drugs. Jews, they are stealing. It is, they say ISRS is a no-go zone. The kids are just killing themselves, committing suicide. And
Uncle Shah, are we saying that that drugs is primarily, you know, responsible, or should I say the intake of drugs is primarily responsible for our youth committing suicide or doing acts of violence and crime?
I think we've got to look at it this way. When you're caught in that snare, there comes a time where you cannot handle yourself. You cannot handle your own life. I mean, you practically a homeboy at that stage.
Sure.
What
sure.
else have you got to do? Your family has disowned you. People are calling you names. People are doing this to you. What else do you do?
My brother, earlier you mentioned you spent basically millions of rands. May I ask you, how did you get the finances to acquire these drugs?
Manana, you know, if I may say it this way, I could probably have come to you and got 500 rand out of you. I'm not going to. We became masters in manipulating. I could manipulate anyone and everyone. People that know me would probably tell you that. I turned people against each other. I had one fighting with the other one while I was getting money from both.
Let me just come in here. You know, when we say we need the parents, everybody on the in the family on one page, they manipulate you in such a way that they will turn father against mother, brother against sister, husband against wife.
True.
And you know, the most laughable point about this, when money goes missing, the first thing we say, who's taken it? Is the work.
The domestic, yeah.
The domestic.
Yeah.
We will never blame it on our kids. And when we do find out, it's gone, it's a bit too late. I think let me end off on that point that the biggest point that we are missing here in the family is denial and stigma attached. We've got to get away from that. If we do not get away from that, we're going to lose our youth. That is a guarantee.
Ward and Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Once again, dear listeners, I apologize if this brought tears to many, many people. Yes, the voice of our beloved Uncle Shah, rahmatullahi alayhi, namarallahu marqadahu. And yes, make dua for him, inshallah, send the salih thawab for him as well. We continue with the broadcast. We're now talking to Brother Bashir, who really calls Uncle Shabir dead. We're going to talk to him, inshallah, Aziz, as well as a few drug addicts. Some messages coming through, inshallah, thereafter. We'll talk to the CPF as well as, you know, the members of the community. Brother Bashir, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nahmuri wa nasalli ala rasulikum amma ba'd. Malakara, before we start, as you can hear, dear listeners, Malakara hasn't given me a time limit. Because he knows that, you know what, 4 minutes is not enough for me. 5 minutes, 6 minutes, 8 minutes, 10 minutes, I can go on talking till Qiyamah.
Tell me in a nutshell, my brother Bashir, how did you meet Uncle Shah and under what circumstances?
Look, my first encounter with Dad, I don't know Uncle Shah, I know Dad,
yeah,
was in 2008 at Harmony School. I'm not shy to say it. You know, Uncle Shah, Dad had this way that, you know what, guys, don't call yourself recovering addicts. Call yourself champions. You know why? Because we are fighting a race against drugs and you are winners. So my first encounter with Dad was in Harmony School. I sat there and I listened to this guy who had no hair, this grey beard, and he had these endearing eyes and he could see through my soul. I'm thinking, who is this guy? He's sizing me up.
Yeah.
And he gave us this counseling session and I thought to myself, the stoppy thinks he knows it all. You know, because, and I'm going to say it openly to the community because I'm not shy to say it. My name is Bashir Chobdat, and I am a recovered drug addict. It's not how you start the race, Malai, it's how you finish. I started with drugs, and with the help of Dad, Shahid, Shabir, Uncle Shah, Manju, today I am sitting here as a successful Mumin, as a successful Shahadat, reading Iman, reading Kalima, because of his efforts. Anyway, I'm just going to carry on, Mulana Maaf. It's going to be difficult to stop me. So, I met this man, and he said, don't worry, you'll recover. It takes time, it takes effort. Two things you should just do. Stick to your namazes, and when you get angry, make zikr. Anyway, I stayed clean for 4 years. And then, like every human being, we become complacent. And I thought I was better than everybody else. I forgot where I came from. And I slipped. To the people listening out there, if you don't know what a slip is, we're not talking about a banana peel here. We're talking about a slip. We're talking about a relapse. We're talking about going back into that old behavior and lifestyle that I was in from 2008 prior. My father was furious. My mother was livid. My brothers and sisters were totally fumed out at me to think, there is no lesson learned from the second kick of the donkey. Bashir, what did you do? At the time, in 2012, I was living out of a storeroom in Pretoria. I had lost everything, my home, my cars, my everything, but more importantly, my family as well. This man, Dad, from that time till now, never left my side. He was there for me as a father figure, as a friend, as a mentor, as a companion, as a confidant. Whenever I dialed 071-672-3864, the phone would be answered. If that call was missed, that call would be returned immediately. He never ever turned his back on me. He never ever turned his back on anybody at the helpline. In fact, I always joked to, and the brothers that will come on board will tell you, you know, Dad, Uncle Shah had these big hands, man. He had these big hands.
Yeah, we talked with him one day in the studio, Uncle Shah, you got big hands.
You know,
If you must clap somebody, he won't wake up.
No, if Uncle Shah or Dad had to clap you with a small finger, you know, only Israfil's trumpet would wake you up. I'm telling you. Anyway, when the touchscreen phones came out, I joked with him and said, you know what, Dad, you can't buy a touchscreen. You dial four numbers at the same time. And you know, he laughed and he would laugh with us. And you know, only a couple of days ago, it actually came to me. I couldn't fathom, like, you know, how does a man have such big hands? And now I understand when I saw the janaza salah of my dad at 5,000 people plus, now it makes sense to me why his hands were so big. Because with each finger, he could hold one person. Shah's hands, Dad's hands could take 10 people. He could pull them away from drugs, from any kind of a situation, and be totally non-biased.
He would never judge you. He would never belittle you. And he would never allow anybody else to judge you or anybody else to belittle you. He would stand between a father and a son and defend the son. He would stand between a mother and a son and defend the son. He would keep the izzet of the girls. And I mentioned this in our previous drug programs, Malakara. He would keep and the izzet of our girls that are using drugs to such an extent that not even the father would know that his daughter was using drugs while he was counseling her. This is the character of my father.
Yes, dear listeners, Brother Bashir's got a very interesting story. Like Bashir, I hope you don't mind me mentioning this here. I heard your story, you told me as well that nobody wanted to see you, not even your parents. Sorry for me saying that. Nobody wanted to see you, your family threw you away. Nobody wanted you in front of them. Uncle Shah, rahmatullah alayhi, came and he said, son, let me help you along. And then you started calling him dad. And from that day, subhanAllah, every day you used to call him, he used to visit you. How's it, son? What can I do for you? And he spoke about the relationship, how this blossomed, subhanAllah. Years ago, Bashir, you slipped up. Very quickly, we have limited time for that. I know you have so many stories to
We
can go the entire night. But years ago, you slipped up badly. I'm not going to tell the listeners how you slipped up. But tell us how Uncle Shah brought you back on the right path.
Look, you know, they say that, and this comes from another one of my gurus, Malala Rafiq Mayat from the Mahalishbagh Health Center. He says, you know, the only difference between us and janvars or animals is that we have, Allah has given us the ability to make a choice. So when I slipped up, I made a choice. Okay, I made a choice to go on not the Siratul Mustaqim, to go astray. At this stage here, you can understand. And you know, I don't at all, Malala Kara, hold my family accountable or look at them differently for the way they treated me. Because really, I mean, how many times are you going to do the same thing? Once, twice, thrice? But guess what? To dad, it was, I will take you in. It doesn't matter. If it means you must come live with me, my son Muhammad is gone to Port Elizabeth or PE or East London, you come stay by me. He would come, he would phone. If I ran away from home, he would phone every day, 7, 8, 9 times a day until I came home. And when I came home, he would not judge me, he would not belittle me, he would take me in and say, you know what, you will change, my son, you will. And you know what, not just on dad, I'm going to mention something, and this is going to touch my mother as well, because my mother always feels envious that, you know, you call everybody ma. I said, I have to, because, you know, on the day of Qiyamah, under one of his ma's feet, I'll find Jannat. So hopefully, somewhere along the line, one ma will take me in, and I'll become a Jannati. Auntie Zabi, who I also call ma, I can walk into that house at 2 o'clock in the morning, Malala Kara, and without a shadow of a doubt, I will get those masala eggs, I will get the roti what I want, I will get fresh kebabs, because that is like a mother figure to me. And dad, Uncle Shah, my brother Muhammad here, my other son here, who is sitting behind me, my sister Fatima, my other sister Farzana. You know, Uncle Shah, dad had this way of molding us, in every single compadre or family member or brother sitting here behind me. Uncle Shah and dad was the glue that kept us together. Across the road is the helpline.
Yeah.
Every Tuesday, religiously, without fail, pro bono, without asking anybody for a cent, without getting a reminder, without putting an alarm on his phone, he would be there, whether there was one person sitting in the meeting or 1,000. Shah, Shabir Manju, Shahid Shah, dad would be there to listen to that person, no matter what. Unconditional, non-biased, and fair and just treatment of us. Recovering addicts. And today, wherever I am, Molana, it is said that Hidayat comes from Allah. We know this. But Hidayat is sent through the tools, the insan. Shifa also comes from Allah, but he puts the shifa through the hands of a doctor. Allah Ta'ala put the shifa of the Hidayat of drug addicts and recovery through the hands of my father, Shah. And that is why we are here today. We are here. We are seated here today. And unfortunately, you really burst out a lot of emotions, Kara, when you played the snippet, and I lost all control, and that is why the emotions are boiling so high. To my listeners out there, to all the recovering addicts, I have a message for you. And I have another message from also my wife, Fatima Mayat, but I'm first going to give the message to the youth, because with Uncle Shah, with Dad, with Shahid, Shabir, Manju, let me tell you, everything was about the community first and everything else later. My namaz, my community, family later. This is how he balances time. To the recovering addicts out there that are listening, or to the people that are attempting to use drugs, or the people who are curious to find out what does drugs do, listen to me very, very carefully. Devil's revenge upon God's servants, drugs, is a no-no. Not for recreational purposes, not for conventional purposes. It's not a coping mechanism. It is a big no-no. Drugs is not a Nasara problem. Drugs is a Muslim problem. Drugs knows no color, no shade, no race, no creed, no age. Let us echo the words of Shah Manju. Let us echo the words of Shaheed Shabir Manju. Let us echo the words of Dad. If we are true to our Allah and to our Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we should understand this. We should know this, that you know what? His legacy, his tribute, his work, his efforts do not go in vain. Shah always said to us, if I save one person, I've saved a million. Because drug addiction is a cancer from within which can be cured. Cancer is given by Allah, but khamr is induced by ourselves. I have one more message to read, which I know Malala Kara has given me big eyes here, but you know, it's difficult for me to stop, but I'm going to read this last message. This message comes from Fatima Mayat and the Mayat family, and I'm going to read it out to listeners. He was the one who listened to your problems. He was the one who actually cared about you. He was the one who stuck around even when everyone left. He was the one who stood up for you. He was the one who loved you, even when you have every reason not to be loved. Lastly, he was the one who was there for you when no one else was. In memory of my dearest mentor, counselor, friend, father figure, Uncle Shah, may Allah grant you the highest stages of Jannah to Firdaus. Ameen, thumma ameen.
Ameen, ameen.
Jazakallah, Abul Akara. Jazakallah, listeners, thank you for listening to my family. Make me maaf for anything if I've said or hurt you. Life is too short to hold grudges. Jazakallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Many messages, subhanAllah, many poems written in praises of Brother Shabir and also regarding those who have given their lives for the community. I'm going to mention one or two, inshallah, very quickly. One says, first things first, rest in peace, Uncle Shah, for real, cause you were dear to us all, our bra. Life has become harder since you left. Thinking about every time you were there when I wept. Now I'm weeping because you're not here and soon it'll be a year. I'll never forget your smile, my dear, your embrace so warm, your presence I crave in this rainstorm. But the memories stay on top of my head like an umbrella. How can I ever forget you, big fella? Hands big enough to cover my face, your heart big enough to cover the world. So rare, just like a pearl, my mind finds peace knowing you are amongst the rest of your team. A team of malaika, a team of soldiers, decorated in white from all different angles. And like a love triangle, you wore us like a bangle, your family, friends and the community. You brought us together with unity, kept us safe with your heart full of purity. You helped so many young men with the addiction. Ironically, they got more addicted, but to you and everything you do. The way you were like, everything so smooth, and every step you took, people stopped and looked. Try to imitate, and now in this state, I appreciate every single moment, I cherish it. You might not be around, but I have everything you thought to me about life. I carry it like a purse, always beside me. And every time I need you, I just have to open, look inside, and I find a solution like how you would have taught me. A laughter, a smile, a tear, a voice, love. You're not just a memory, you're my heartbeat. You will be with me till the day it stops, and then we meet again. Yes, he listens. Wallahi, he was a husband. He was a grandfather. He was a father to many. He was a brother to many. He was a safeguard. He was a soldier. He was a real model. He was a role model, subhanAllah. And he was also a hero for the people of Indonesia. I'm going to mention one more. So many coming through. That a man for all seasons. A man for any challenges. A man for family. A man for people, both young and old. A man for deen. A man for salah. An example to all. Our cousin, our brother. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant him the highest maqam and station in Jannatul Firdaus, insha'Allah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. We continue to listen. It's running out of time. It's already approximately 3 minutes past 9 o'clock, and still many brothers to speak to. We're going to have to cut a few out, my brothers. And also, inshallah, towards the end of the program, we're talking to a brother, from the forensic department, CPF, members of the community, and Janaza Safety and Security. We're going to be talking to him, inshallah. Very, very short message. He's very emotional. Allah bless him, inshallah. Allah grant him sabr jameel. Allah make it easier for him and his family. And he is Brother Muhammad Manju, the son of Shabir Manju, Uncle Shah, rahmatullahi alayh. Just a message, inshallah, from Muhammad. Muhammad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi to you.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I don't know where to start. It's, Alhamdulillah, Mulana Nazir, Mulana Musa, Bashir, whoever spoke. Alhamdulillah, whatever they said was so true. Inshallah, I'll just ask all the listeners out there, if my father ever hurt you in any way, please make him laugh. And from, on behalf of our family, my sisters, my mother, we request all your du'as, and we say Jazakallah to you all for being there. And inshallah, we'll all make du'a. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all the marhumin jannatul firdaus. Inshallah wa ta'afiyah.
Ameen, ameen. Muhammad, jazakumullah for that. Yes, Allah have mercy upon your father. Allah forgive him. And Allah have mercy upon him. May Allah excuse him. May Allah pardon him. Inshallah al-Aziz. May Allah make his honorable, make honorable his reception in the Akhirah. May Allah expand his entry into Jannatul Firdaus, inshallah. May Allah cleanse him with water, snow and ice. May Allah purify him of all the gunas and sins. Kama yunqa al-thawb al-abidu min ad-dunas, according to the hadith, as a white robe is purified of filth. Jazakallah Muhammad. Allah Pa'a give your father and all the marhumin the highest maqam in state in Jannatul Firdaus. Allah Pa'a grant you and the family sabri jameel.
Ameen. Jazakallah Muhammad.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa
We continue, dear listeners. Another short message, inshallah, from Brother Muhammad, who is the son-in-law of Brother Shabir Manju, rahmatullahi alayhi. He's also got a message. Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullahi wa
barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam, Allah. How are you keeping?
Alhamdulillah, Muhammad.
Jazakallah for having us, yeah.
Jazakallah, it's a pleasure. My brother, your father-in-law, done so much for the community. It was 1 o'clock. I remember when I spoke to him after the program, he was talking about what actually happened the night before, the entire night going out and helping some people in the community. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant him the best of jazai khair. Like we spoke about it earlier, the best of people are those people who benefit mankind. The words of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, khayrun nas mayyan fa'un nas.
Amen. Well, I know one or two things that I've learned from my father-in-law. One thing, he was very gentle.
Yes.
And on behalf of
strong but gentle.
That's him. A gentle giant, if I may say. On behalf of all the kids that knew him in the neighborhood, also his grandkids, they all knew him as Uncle Shah. I mean, even on the day of the janazah, there were two kids outside the house saying, did Uncle Shah pass away? Mm. Our Uncle Shah? So touching, Mulana. I was even moved. That drove me to tears. The other thing is time. He spent his time so wisely. I don't know how many hours there are in a day, but to him, he managed to touch so many people, influence so many people, adore people through time, spending time with them, not only old, young, like Mulana Nazir said, from professional people to kids. He was a magnificent guy. Be dearly missed, and inshallah Allah Ta'ala fill his qabr with nur and forgive all his minor sins, major sins likewise.
Ameen.
Ameen.
Muhammad, jazakallah for the message, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, we continue, dear listeners. We're going to have to cut it short as well. And we have so many poems, like I said, so many messages. And Muhammad, the grandson, has composed a very, very nice poem. I'm going to ask him to just say one or two lines, Muhammad, if you can. I know you can't contain yourself, but if you can just humbly read one or two lines. When I read it 2 nights ago, it really touched me, and inshallah, I'd like you to share it with our listeners of Radio Islam International. Just one or two lines, inshallah, and we'll ask somebody to continue if you can't. As Muhammad is in tears, he says he won't be able to manage, and we're going to ask Brother Muhammad to read the message. It's written for his Nana.
I believe that the first test of a great man is his humility. And I don't mean by humility doubt of his power, but great men have a curious feeling that the greatness is not of them, rather through them. And they see something divine in every other man and are endlessly, foolishly merciful. Uncle Shah had all the attributes of a great man, and in my opinion, no finer personality existed during my lifespan. He was not only a spectacular grandfather to me, but also a best friend, one which you could speak to about absolutely anything, a father figure, my role model, a pillar of strength, and my own superhero. He found joy in others, in helping others, regardless of the circumstances. He was fearless, brave, and always risked his life for others, regardless if it was a stranger or a family member. He was not a man who could not say no to anyone, but rather a man who did not want to tell anyone no. A man that always had a contagious smile on his face, spreading laughter and happiness wherever he went, his own marvelous manner. He touched the lives of many people. He strived not for his own happiness, but the happiness of others, helping them live a life that they never thought possible, and in doing so, left a legacy one cannot simply forget. He was a magical man with a heart of pure gold. Words cannot describe how much he will be missed. He was the kind of person that left unforgettable memories by just being who he was. Great men like him deserve great things, and he got the greatest gift of all, to pass away as a mujahid straight after Jummah Salah. Inshallah, Allah grant him Amen. The highest stages in Jannah. Make him amongst those who he favors most. I love you, legend.
Amen. Subhanallah. Very touching. Muhammad, jazakumullah. Muhammad is in tears. He brought tears to many in the studio as well. Yes, you have lost your pillar of strength. You have lost your Nana Muhammad. You have lost your hero. And can you say your mentor, your fishing partner? But inshallah, he is in a better place. Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus, Muhammad. All right, dear listeners, we're going to have to cut a few interviews short. Many brothers here. We're just going to take another two or three. We have still some important messages. Inshallah, thereafter, we're talking about safety and security in the community. I'm going to talk to Brother Ahmad quickly, inshallah, and one or two drunk addicts. Brother Ahmad is in the studio. Ahmad, we welcome you, my brother. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ahmad, maaf, running out of time. My brother, you've got 3 minutes. Tell us about Uncle Shah, that you knew him from a very, very young age. You know, his relationship with the youth of the community. And, you know, like the brother mentioned a few minutes ago, that one outstanding quality that Uncle Shah had, and that I also noticed, is that, you know, he brought himself down to the level of the person. If he talked to a youngster, you know, he used to laugh at the person. He brought himself down to that person. Tell us about the Uncle Shah that you knew.
Definitely, Mullah.
And how he helped you.
Uncle Shah was an uncle, a friend, a father, not only to me, but to everyone he knew. He had a unique character where he could relate to anyone of any age. He had a special bond. I mean, a very special bond with everyone he knew, especially with the musallis of our Rainbow Masjid, where each and every individual from as small as 5 years old to the eldest musalli had a great understanding with him. Mulana Uncle Shah was the true meaning of a people's person. In the community, the ladies at home knew if they had a problem, the man to call was Uncle Shah. And mind you, Mulana, he never ever did not help anyone based on color, creed, race, or wealth, etc. He took and looked at every individual as an equal. Mulana Uncle Shah was my best friend when I needed a friend, a father when I needed assistance, guidance, and help. And he was that to everyone that he knew.
SubhanAllah. JazakAllah. Ahmad, I had so many things to ask you as well regarding Uncle Shah, the sacrifices he's made for the community, and, you know, how did Uncle Shah get involved with the drug awareness program? But I think one of the brothers did mention about that.
Well, one last thing.
Yeah,
sure. Just like to ask the community out there to please make dua for Uncle Shah. And inshallah, you know, to please come to our aftercare on a Tuesday. Inshallah, you know, I did speak to Uncle Rafiq, and I told Uncle Rafiq that how am I going to carry on this? And Uncle Rafiq said, no, Ahmad, if you're not going to do it, nobody's going to do it. And, you know, like I said last night to the guys that came, I'm going to try with everybody's help, with everybody's support, and with everybody's dua to fill half the man's shoes. Because you can never able to fill his shoes.
SubhanAllah. May Allah grant him genital fibrosis. We ask and beg of everybody, inshallah, send Isari Thawab, the minimum bet, at least 3 times, Qul Allahu Ahad, to Brother Shah Rahmatullahi Alayhi, and all the marhumin, inshallah, Allah grant him all genital fibrosis. I'm going to be talking, inshallah, now to a recovery addict, Brother Nabil. We'd like to welcome him in the program as well. Nabil, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah to you.
Alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Malana.
Nabil, you were involved heavily in drugs, can I say? You know, you had nobody to help you. Everybody kicked you away. Tell us, how did Uncle Shah help you? How did he convince you that, you know what, you needed some desperate help?
Look, Malana, I alienated myself from the entire world.
Yeah.
And it took Uncle Shah to come up to me and see through all my lies, see through everything, see through all the deception and tell me, you know what, son, you need help. And I ran away, and I lied to him, and I went into his meetings and lied. But he never pushed me away. He always said, no, Nabil, you need help. And shukr to Allah, he changed my life by convincing me to do what I needed to do. And today, Molana, I can honestly say my success in life, my movements in life, the progression I've made in life is partly owed to him. And that's something I can never repay. You know, he's given me a life, and I can't give him that life back. He's given me a life today. I'm standing here because of his help and the help of a lot of other people, but he was there with me through thick and thin. Shukr Malai.
He became a part and parcel of your life, whereby, alhamdulillah, you made mashara with him, you consulted with him for almost anything and everything.
Malana, look, I went to him. If I bought a car, I went to him. Malana, I'll tell you a story. I work in Midrand. Yeah. I was on my way back. I had a craving, Malana. It's something that happens to recovering drug addicts.
Yeah.
And he sat with me on the phone through traffic, peak hour traffic, for 2.5 hours on the phone till I got to my house.
Selfless sacrifice, subhanAllah.
And he never asked me for that airtime money back. He never asked me to pay his contract bill. The fact of it is, when I got into my house, before I could sit down in my house, he already had spoken to my mother and said to my mother, no, look, he had this problem. Sit with him. He's in the house safe. He did this, I could phone him at 2 in the morning, I could go to his house at 2 in the morning. I think all the brothers have given those sentiments.
Gee.
And I can speak just as much as Bashir and all the other guys, but Malana, I do understand we push for time, and there's no amount of time that we can give for the gratitude we owe to this man.
JazakAllah. Very quickly, what are you currently doing? I remember you said some time ago, subhanAllah, brothers mentioned nobody wanted to see you, everybody kicked you out. Uncle Shah took you, he counseled you, he helped you, he supported you.
Look,
what are you doing at the moment?
Malana, I'm in one of the largest IT companies within the country, and I am a manager in that company. And it's through the driving of what he did here, the Islamic Helpline, because I'll tell you, Malana, I stopped counseling for a while, and I slipped. And he still took me back after that to the counseling. And shukr today, he's given me the strength to sit and talk to other people. He's given me the strength to go into a business environment as well and do well for myself. And I'm one of the main managers within that company. And my professional career has blossomed because I've come off drugs with the help of Uncle Shah and all the people around me.
JazakAllah. Nabil, JazakAllah, all the best, my brother. And Allah give you barakat, Allah give you strength, Allah take you from strength to strength. JazakAllah.
Assalamu
alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
All right, another recovery addict, mashallah. And I think if you allow me to say that your marriage was on the brink of collapse, I think almost collapsed. Besides your problem, brother Adil, your drug problem, you had a marital problem. Let's welcome you first. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam. Nahmadu wa alaikum.
Tell us about your road to recovery and how Uncle Shah assisted you. And added to that also, you know, you mentioned to me that your marriage was on the brink of collapse. And Uncle Shah came in, he counseled you and your wife, and alhamdulillah, you two are together.
Shukar.
May you live happily ever after.
Gee, I mean.
Gee.
I met Shah about 5 years ago when I just got married and I had a drug problem. My marriage was about to break. My family was about to kick me out. And it was a time when Shah came into my life and got me onto the road of recovery. And alhamdulillah, today we're 5 years ahead into recovery. There was a lot of things that he has helped me come ahead in life with, you know. He was like my mentor. There was a lot of things that he advised me on how to come forward. I know there was a time in the beginning when I was rushing everything. Everything was just a rush. I wanted to make money fast. I wanted to buy a fast car. I wanted to... You know, I just wanted to get everything going for me immediately. And one thing he taught me was patience. Something that, you know, I'm not a very patient person. I want things to happen and I want things to happen now. Mm. And alhamdulillah, with the advice from Uncle Shah, you know, he taught me how to be patient, taught me how to, you know what, give it time, things will happen. And, like, it's been such a long road, you know, with this recovery and stuff like that, that, you know, there's no words to explain what Uncle Shah has done for us. And what he has done for my family, his involvement with myself, my brother, my father, my wife, my sister, everyone that is involved with, he will be dearly missed by all of us. And inshallah, Allah grant him jannat for that.
Ameen, inshallah. Brother Adil, jazakum Allah, all the best, inshallah. What we can do, how we can repay Uncle Shah and all the marhumin is that inshallah, on a daily basis, let us send isari thawab to them.
Inshallah.
Jazakallah, my brother, all the best. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brother Nazir is also here, mashallah. He's got a few words to say. Nazir, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi to you.
Wa alaikum salam, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, how are you, my brother? Good. In a nutshell, in a minute or 30 seconds, my brother, what is your message and your relationship with Uncle Shah?
In a nutshell, we came to meet Uncle Shah, whereas my brother was involved in drugs, and he came into our family, and he opened us with open arms, whether he rich, poor, or whatever, but no color or creed, but the way he helped me and the love that he showed was tremendous. And there's what I can say to the family, inshallah the Almighty will just grant him genital pildos and everything of the best, and inshallah we're going to be helping, I'm going to be standing with these people, with all the guys to fulfill his shoes, and inshallah whatever we can do in this way to help him and to carry on with this and to get the drugs related problem off the street, I'm here to help them, and I'm going to try my best to fulfill that.
Robin Nazir, jazakumullah for that. Yes, he helped people, like you said, across the entire body. Also, Brother Yusuf Maid is here. Yusuf, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi to you, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Tell us in a nutshell, how did Uncle Shah Shahid Manju touch your life?
Okay, I knew Uncle Shah, say, about 5-6 years now, and he brought me on the paying wagon back again. He brought my life back in track. For the past, shukr to for his efforts. I'm clean now for going for 5 years. And he always used to harp on one point that remain steadfast with your salah. Please, like, you know,
I think that was a character. He spoke about character. Salah. Just to interrupt you there. A few months ago, in fact, I was going to the Rainbow Masjid. Uncle Shah was there outside, a few houses before the masjid. There were some youngsters playing there. I spoke with him, and you know, he told the youngsters, guys, it's time for namaz. Please leave. Let's go to the masjid. Subhanallah. So, you know, he encouraged everybody to perform salah on time.
Jay, that was his main point. And Uncle Shah never do anything for fame or gain. And like everyone said, Brother Bashir and all of them, he was a father to us. And he'll surely be must. And Allah grant him highest status of Jannat.
Ameen. Jazakumullah. All right, we continue to listen. It's 20 minutes past 9 o'clock. Yes, many people still to speak to. The CPF, the forensic guys are going to be talking, inshallah, to Janaza Safety and Security and a host of other brothers. But right up next, inshallah, we also have a message from Dr. Sabat in the Welcome area. They spend a lot of time together, fishing trips, and we listen to his message also, inshallah. But let's listen to some messages of Uncle Shah, rahmatullahi alayhi.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is with great sadness that we bid farewell to a truly remarkable human being, the late Marhum Shabir Manju. I had no idea his name was Shabir, I only knew him as Uncle Shah. He definitely was not your average 61-year-old. Uncle Shah came into our lives at a very trying time for my family when we were dealing with the effects of drug addiction. He brought hope back to our family. I am truly a better human being for having known him. His example in life reminds me of the saying from Mufti Ismail Menk, "Nothing in nature lives for itself. Rivers don't drink their own water. Trees don't eat their own fruit. The sun does not give heat to itself. Flowers don't spread fragrance for themselves. Benefiting others is the rule of nature and the path to happiness." May Allah grant the late Marhum Shabir Manju the highest stages in Jannah and sabr to his family, inshallah. Shukran.
The highest tribute to those who have passed is not grief, but gratitude. Words fail to entirely describe what a marvelous man Uncle Shah was. Not only was he a kind-hearted and friendly neighbor, but was also wise, loving, and dedicated to looking after and caring for others. In the eyes of many, especially to the youth, including myself, Uncle Shah was our friend, our father figure, and our hero. Uncle Shah brought laughter to our family. As a neighbor, we played many pranks on each other, and not once did he lose his temper. In fact, he played harder. When my grandfather, Marhum Bakir Sinat, passed away, it was Uncle Shah who took over the burden of doing the necessities of a funeral home. Allah is always there, and Uncle Shah was the angel that Allah sent down for us to feel protected. The ones we love never truly leave us. They are always in our hearts and memories. His absence is strongly felt, and each day without him feels more dreary than the last. May Allah, inshallah, grant Marhum Uncle Shah and all Marhums the highest stages of Jannah, and bring strength to Uncle Shah's family, friends, and the community. Ameen.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Rehana Gauda from the Islamic Helpline. We would like to give our heartfelt condolences to Fazana, a counselor at the Islamic Helpline, and the Manju family. Uncle Shah, known to us at the helpline, a brother who ran the drug support group for Mahanisburg Rehab Center as our officers. He did not stop there. He wore many hats as a community worker. Whenever we had a case where the family required help, Uncle Shah, known to us, would be there within a split second, not questioning or asking. He was a man with a great heart and lots of time where he never questioned anybody. We begin in the name of Allah, a community leader, a support system, a man who gave his life with no obstacles, was a valuable member of the Dinul Ummah, who never gave up no matter where his life's journey took him in this line of work and service. He was dedicated and a devoted man. His efforts and valuable time given to the Ummah in the service of community, Islam, will always be appreciated. A deep sense of loss has settled into our hearts. At his departure from this world, he leaves a void with very big shoes that we will find extremely difficult to fill. Those who strive in the path of Allah with devotion and sincerity taste the pleasures of paradise. May Allah forgive the marhum, elevate his status in Jannah to Jannatul Firdaus, and make his grave among the gardens of Jannah. And may the marhum smell the fragrance of paradise. Ameen. Almighty Allah says, "When I take away the beloved of my servant, and my servant yet remains patient, I grant him in exchange nothing but paradise." May the Almighty grant the bereaved family the strength to bear their loss. From the staff and board members of Islamic Helpline.
Salams, Maulana Kala. This is Deepak. I had the opportunity to meet and learn from Uncle Shah on the Monday night late patrols. From our initial meeting, Uncle Shah's primary focus and concern was to educate, protect, and keep our team safe. He began explaining to us the dangers of the confrontations and the encounters he had in the past. Instantly, you knew that he was a veteran at fighting crime. Being together in a car for 4 hours, you learn a lot about a person. I can tell you that he loved his family. They were a number one priority. And he still made time to assist other people with drug addictions and so on, and facilitate for them to return to normal lives. I think he was very patient in this regard. As a crime fighter and a human being, Uncle Shah kept us entertained every Monday night, or rather every time we met. He had a wicked sense of humor, and he could keep you laughing all through the night. I will miss him a lot, and of course, you know, the greater community of Lunasia and Johannesburg has lost a true hero.
Assalamu alaikum, I am Najma Kota. This tribute bears testimony to the many community projects Uncle Shah was a part of. During my initiative of running an aftercare support group for drug addicts and their families, Uncle Shah joined the support group as a volunteer. The service ran for 4 years at no charge to affected families. Uncle Shah was subsequently trained as a volunteer counselor under my guidance. He always went the extra mile and worked with passion for the upliftment of the affected families. I remember him as a dedicated soccer coach to the young boys. May Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is a short tribute to our late brother and fallen hero, Shabir Manju. He was a people's person, always gave out the best of himself to help others. He had respect for the elders and he always joked to the youngsters, and he was always young at heart. He would never turn down anybody in need, and was always there in the front line. A true and honorable person he was, who gave up his time and life to protect others and their properties. He was adored by all, loved by all, and respected by all, and therefore he cannot be replaced by anyone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him the highest stages in Jannah for those. Ameen. I will always miss him. Jazakallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Zahir Wadvala, and on behalf of my parents, Faisal and Fazila Wadvala, my brothers, Riaz, Shane and Zaid, our sister-in-laws, Nafisa, Yasmin, Aisha, and my wife, Yumna, I'd just like to take a few minutes to highlight the qualities that made our Uncle Shah the incredible person that he was. My mom and Uncle Shah were first cousins, and being of a similar age, they had spent majority of their childhood growing up together. They shared an incredible, special family bond. After marrying, my dad had found a brother in Uncle Shah. They'd gone to share many brotherly moments together, including numerous Hajj and Umrah trips. For the loss of Uncle Shah, my father has found himself truly devastated. Uncle Shah, being the approachable person that he was, soon built a similar bond to that he shares with my mom, with each of my brothers, as well as myself. Uncle Shah had an ability to always exude positivity, and in doing so, he would always find a way to recreate any conversation or gathering, and fill it with smiles and laughter. His humility had touched the lives of all those that had ever met or spoke to him or engaged with him in any way. What makes his death so difficult to us, our family, and so many others lies simply in the fact that no matter who he had spoken to or who he had helped, he would always, always, always make you feel special and make you feel like his favorite person. This was his way of winning the hearts and friendship of all people, regardless of their age, their race, or even their religion. If you were human and you were in need, Uncle Shah would be there to help you. No matter what, Uncle Shah had a story to tell. No matter who he sat with, Uncle Shah had a story to tell. And you could bet your life on it. After every single story, there was an absolute lesson to be learned. To our Auntie Zaybi, Imran Dabelia, Mohammed Mayat, Mohammed Manju, Fazana, Fatima, and family, we want you to know that no matter what, we will always remain as close as we've always been. Our families, our family bond, will never break. And in fact, it will continue to grow stronger from strength to strength. Having said this, our entire family the people of Johannesburg, and the greater Muslim community of South Africa have lost in Uncle Shah a soldier, a friend, and without a doubt, a symbol of obedience to Deen and Salah. On behalf of my family and so many others, we wish you well, Uncle Shah, and we make dua that you are blessed with Jannatul Firdaus, inshallah. Ameen. Your legacy and being will for all time remain a life lesson to us all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I was asked by Manakala to say a few words on behalf of our beloved Uncle Shah, and I thought I should just commemorate his leaving us with a few words. The few attributes Uncle Shah had were second to none. He had some amazing qualities in him that I feel is necessary to expound upon. One of the qualities is, first and foremost, we have to accept the degree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. To Allah to be wrong and to him is our return. But we also mourn the passing away of Uncle Shah. Allah also cried when he lost his son. We also cry when we lose our beloved ones. But the qualities that Uncle Shah had and that left behind, we will never forget. One of the great attributes that Uncle Shah had was he could help the sick and needy. The second quality was he could help the lost souls of society. By that I mean teenagers, both boys and girls. These children were heavily involved in drugs and drug abuse. But responding to parents on these unfortunate teenagers, Uncle Shah used to be available day and night at any time. Look for these children, bring them home, advise them, attending meetings with them, guiding them so that they leave this great crime of drug abuse. He was relentless on his mission. This became his primary object in life, helping society of this abuse, because it destroys society as a whole. He made this his primary object in life, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him a great success in the dunya and the akhirah. The other attribute that we can attribute to Uncle Shah was he was available to help the sick and needy. Our old people in our society, our sick in our society, is to be available for them at any time and help them whatever their need was. He was a father to many and a son to many. He was a pillar of our society. He was formerly known as Uncle Shah. Uncle Shah, you have left a vacuum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you with Jannatul Firdaus and give your family Sabrun Jameel. There's many more things we can say, but all we say that we could miss Shah because he was a pillar and he was a guidance of light in our society. Jazakumullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is through the mercy and the raham of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I was able to get to know Uncle Shah Manju. Allah ta'ala fill his cover with noor. Allah ta'ala grant him maghfirat and Allah ta'ala give him Jannatul Firdaus, inshaAllah. It was through fishing that Allah ta'ala united us. We got to know one another, and I was blessed with his company. A jolly person, a person who did not miss his salah, a person who played hard, and at the very same time, worked absolutely hard to serve his Allah, to serve his deen, and to serve his community. He literally gave his life while doing service to the community. unlike others, Shah could have said, I'm going to eat, whatever happens, let it happen. But no, he pulled out his son-in-law, and grandson, and put them all in the line of danger, and trying to help his neighbor. They are very, very, very few people in the world, none that I know of, that can emulate Uncle Shah in what he had done. And what Uncle Shah has been doing all his life. Shah has really left a void in my life. Shah became a brother to me, a father to me. Shah was always there to help and give guidance. And Shah was always there to intercede in whatever problems that I had. Shah was there for us. Allah Ta'ala knows best. It is in the hadith that we should not use the word of if and but say whatever happens, happens to the word of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all maut in the fashion of Shah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise our stages in the fashion of Uncle Shah. May we also be remembered like our Uncle Shah has been remembered. But remember, without any sacrifice, without any emulation of Uncle Shah, we will reach nowhere. My brothers, I am left disheartened, but with beautiful memories of a noble and great character that is Uncle Shah. Jazakumullahu khair. Inshallah, the Welcome Masjid will be holding a Yasin Khatam for the Isale Sawab of Uncle Shah. Jazakumullahu khair.
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi. We continue many, many, many messages coming through. We're just going to mention one or two. Unfortunately, we don't have time. Uncle Shah once says, as he was passionately known in the rainbow community, was a man of impeccable character. By the way, the last voice clip was of Dr. Sap of the Welcome area. Anyway, it says he was passionately, that is Uncle Shah, passionately known in the rainbow community, was a man of impeccable character. The graciousness with which he welcomed and accepted all types of people in our community was a trait known to all. His interaction with the youth troubled by substance abuse indicates his concern for the future leaders. Uncle Shah's firmness to fulfill the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, coupled with a few words of encouragement and his smile would melt the hardest of hearts. May Allah grant him gentle firdaus and may his legacy live on in his family and the youth he so passionately served. It says from the Badats in Condo Avenue. Many messages. One says that, you know, I lost two fathers in a week. My biological father, my hero, my provider, my hero, who took care of me as best as he could until he passed away on the 17th of September. Alright, citizens, we continue. Inshallah, we have a caller from the Mauritius area. We're just going to take his family member and we'd like to welcome him. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh to you.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Alaykum assalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. My brother, jazakumullah for your time. And we believe you're a member of Uncle Shah. Tell us in a nutshell, you know, your relationship with him and something that you won't forget with regards to Uncle Shah. Just in a minute, my brother.
Okay, I'm Yusuf Manju from Mauritius, cousin of marhum Shabir Manju. So it's a good thing that we have learned this sad news. And personally, I have the privilege to have met him several times during my visit to South Africa.
Okay.
Together with Appa Fazila Vadivala. I remember the first time when I came to South Africa, I was in Rivonia. And Uncle Shah, I was asking Uncle Shah, where the family living in South Africa? So he gave me a family tree. Because my late father, Ibrahim Manju in Mauritius, told me that when he left this world, he told me that we have close relatives in South Africa and Madagascar. So I make it a must on business, and alhamdulillah, my first contact was marhum Shabir Manju, and he gave me all the family tree in South Africa. And every time I met Fazila Vadivala, my cousin, so we used to go and visit the family. But the first time when he came to see me at Rivonia,
It is, he was resemble identical to my father. I was so shocked. As if I see my father in front of me, the nose, the forehead, the skin, the beard. So it's quite a big loss for to the family. And he is to me my father figure. And I've heard about your program, his character, his boldness, the way he speaks to people. So may Allah grant him Jannat.
Ameen.
And may Allah give sabr to all the family in South Africa and around the world. And also we'll make dua for him and his family for sabr. And inshallah, Allah will give him Jannat al-Firdaus.
Ameen. Ameen. Jazakallah. Brother, you take care. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, dear listeners, we continue, inshallah, and we're going to be talking to a very special guest, mashallah, Brother Yunus Amanji, at all the crime scenes. You find him there from the forensics department. We're going to talk about one or two important aspects regarding security and one or two concerns as well that we have regarding security in the area. We'd like to welcome Brother Yunus Amanji. You always see him, mashallah, on the crime scenes trying to help. And Brother Yunus Amanji, firstly, we'd like to welcome you, my brother. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Yunus, we applaud you and all those who have given voluntary time. Subhanallah, you're a businessman, but you're on call 24 hours a day. Anytime there's a crime in the southern Johannesburg area, you there, my brother. Allah Pak, reward you, inshallah. And may this effort of yours to the community be a means of your salvation in your najat in the akhirah. Allah accept you, inshallah. Allah Pak, give you the best of rewards in this world and also in the akhirah. Yunus, tell us a little about yourself and the work you do.
Maulana, my work is... Well, I call it work. Actually, sometimes it's duty. It's an unpaid duty that I do to the community. I'm what they call a chief liaising officer for forensics. In simple terms, is I'm the go-betweener between the Badr Society, the family, and the mortuaries. So my duty is to arrange as urgent as possible to get the doctor and the dissector and the scriber out to do the post-mortem, especially in the cases of Muslim deaths.
Which mortuaries do you cover?
Okay, currently I'm looking after the Diepkloof mortuary, which is in Soweto, and I look after the Johannesburg mortuary, which is in Hillbrow.
I'm sure the two most busiest.
It is the two busiest, yes, in south side of Gauteng.
Mm. What are the challenges? Tell us a little bit of the challenges.
Challenges really in today's time, it's more communication with community members, especially when it's a crime scene. And one that we experienced now on Friday was very high profile. And it makes it much more difficult on my side as the liaison person to speedy the post-mortem procedure up. Due to the fact that we hold the other authorities up in doing their duties. So I would ask from my side to the communities, we understand that the situation is difficult at the time and not one to be in, but try and communicate with the authorities in whichever way, whether it's SAP, whether it's JMPD, whether it's forensics, whether it's myself, any of the departments, just to speedy the process up and to make it easy for the families that are experiencing the situation.
Gee, Yunus, are we a priority with regards to, you know, we need the body out ASAP, like you were saying. Well, for example, the pathologists come out after hours. Do we have any pull to make sure that the janaza can take place as soon as possible? Are we a priority?
Most definitely we are a priority. Me being in my position, I try to ensure that we are a priority. There is a cut-off time. The Department of Health has instituted a cut-off time. And, we go till about 5 o'clock. Thereafter, we will not get a post-mortem till the next morning. We've been still trying to get a bit later, but unfortunately, we're not really winning there. And there's many reasons behind it. Time is limited to actually discuss it, but we're still trying.
Inshallah. Can any citizen residents call you?
At any time, anybody's welcome to call me. Although all the Badr organizations that do get activated from the family side would also directly call me. But anybody from the public is welcome to call me.
Inshallah. Brother Yunus, another platform, inshallah, we'd have an entire program focusing on the activities you do and also the challenges and more about the cooperation we need from the community. But Jazakallah, my brother, I know you have to run to a crime scene out in the land's south area. I believe it's an attempt, it's a suicide, a body lying there, Allahu Alam. But you have to report there. Jazakallah, my brother, and we'll talk to you soon. All the best. Allah give you the best of Jazai Khair. And really, we applaud you guys. You guys are doing a phenomenal job for the community. Jazakallah. And really, on behalf of the community, Yunus Bhai, we really appreciate you.
No problem. Jazakallah.
Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All right, we take a break, inshallah, thereafter we continue. Don't go away.
Radio Islam cannot guarantee that any business, insurance or financial institution whose services are advertised are Sharia compliant.
Invest up to 30,000 Rand per year in a Sharia compliant tax-free savings account with 27-4 investment managers. You can now invest in our top performing Sharia compliant unit trusts, knowing that all capital gains and dividends you earn are completely tax-free and have access to your money at any time. Grow your money tax-free by calling us today on 011-442-2464 or visit 274.com. 274 Investment Managers is an authorized financial services provider.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. On the authority of Abi Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, who said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on every joint of our body is a charity each day the sun rises. To justly settle a matter between two is a form of a charity. To help a man with his mount, lifting him onto it, or hoisting up his belonging onto it, is a charity. A good word is a charity. Every step you take to the masjid for prayers is a charity. And to remove harm from the way is a charity, related by Al-Bukhari.
Jamiatul Ulama South Africa presents a family law seminar. Muftis of the Jamiatul Ulama South Africa, family law practitioners, social workers and marital counselors will be discussing legal requirements of nikah and civil marriages, matrimonial regimes and the sharia, talaq and civil divorce, financial consequences of divorce, custody and maintenance of children, therapeutic intervention to marital conflict, mediation as a solution. These topics are applicable to ulama, legal practitioners, marriage officers, psychosocial counselors, prospective and married couples. Tickets are 250 Rand. The seminar will be held on Saturday, the 22nd of October 2016 from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the School of Public Health Conference Center at the WITS Education Campus in Parktown. For more info, call 011-373-8000, email mbam@islamsa.org.za or visit www.islamsa.org.za. Lunch will be provided. Separate accommodation available for ladies.
ANSA Fabric and Bridal Center has a winning combination of luxurious and sophisticated fabrics. Let us transport you in style with our luxurious fabrics. Our haberdashery department has the latest accessories. Visit our bridal department for the evening wear fabrics from the masters of design. Unique and individually styled beaded pure silks and tulles from the most talented creators of fashion. 5 Pelican Avenue, Linasia, 011-852-4910. ANSA, usually unusual fabrics.
Africa. Thousands of Muslims are homeless and need your support. Assist Africa Muslims Agency and sponsor a home for the destitute in Africa. Your contribution of only 22,000 rands can make this dream a reality. Contact Africa Muslims Agency now on 011-834-8685. Africa Muslims Agency. The agency that cares.
The Muslim Ummah is experiencing great stress and disbelief at the number of our brothers and sisters that have become drug dependent. Very few families have escaped the revolt and effects of this disease that has been unleashed on us. They need our help before the damage gets too great for us to mend. Please help them recover from the scourge. Support this initiative and other Crescent of Hope projects. Contact our office for more information on 011-852-7370 or log on to www.crescentofhope.co.za. Your contribution can make a difference. Crescent of Hope, serving humanity for the pleasure of Allah.
As crime continues to cripple in Asia, Radio Islam will be hosting a tribute program for Marhum Shabbir Manju and all past and present community activists. A number of violent incidents have plagued the suburb with lives lost by crime. The selfless dedication of the various patrollers in Lanesia must be acknowledged. Tune in to Radio Islam this Wednesday, 28th of September 2016, from 8 p.m. until 10 p.m. as we focus on these stalwarts who risk their lives for the sake of the community and for them to be available day and night to protect us and everybody around. Radio Islam, the world is our community.
To Maulana Muhammad Kara, only on Radio Islam, medium wave 1548.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We continue to listen as we were just doing Radio Islam International. We were talking about the fallen heroes. Allah give them jazai khair. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant them the highest stage and maqam in Jannat al-Firdaus. And we have spoken to many brothers, many SMSs, many messages have come through as well. And we're now crossing over, inshallah. Before we speak to the guys from the Nature regarding the mic initiative, we're going to be talking to Maulana Muhammad Kaka from Jamiatul Ulama, the Nature branch. And yes, we're talking about Brother Shah Rahmatullah Ali. And Maulana also wants to acknowledge the efforts of the brothers in the community. Yes, Maulana Kaka Sahib is a buzruk of the community. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, Maulana. Walla Sahib, I'd like you to humbly share with our listeners a few words regarding Brother Shah Rahmatullah Ali and all those who sacrificed their lives and the time in the service of the community, and also at the same time on the subject knowledge the efforts and sacrifices of our brothers in the community. Walla Kaka Sahib.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum assalam.
To the listeners of Radio Islam, and on a daily basis we are witnessing or we are hearing about people being murdered, about people being injured, people being robbed or cheated of their valuables, and the consequences of that is we know that in many homes you find the children becoming orphans, you find women becoming widows, and like that the community suffers in a very big way. And we know that as far as our deen is concerned, if a person defends if he finds his life in danger, or he may get injured, or for his wealth, or whatever, if he goes out and defend himself for that, and if something happens to him and he loses his life, then he knows that he's regarded as a shaheed, and we can understand the reward that the person is getting. Likewise, these people who are giving the time, who are risking their life, who are giving their time in order to protect the community, and they are risking their life for other people. They are not for their own life. They are risking their life for the other people. We can imagine the amount of reward Allah will give them. Well, the intention is, I'm sure, they all have an intention that they are doing it solely for the pleasure of Allah. So you can imagine the amount of reward they will get when they are going out and risking their life to defend the others. So therefore, to the brother who lost his life, our brother Shah, I knew him for a very long time. He was a person who was always concerned about the community. May Allah make his search wherever he is for whatever good word he has done, whatever good word he has sent to somebody, whatever he was doing, may Allah reward him fully for whatever he has done. And to those people who are the patrollers who go out at night, maybe in the late part of the night, many times during the day, for what happens, they are maybe working, and they give their time, they risk their life for the sake of the community. They are doing it not only for their own families or for those who are very close to them, doing it at large for the community. May Allah reward them for every second they are doing, and may Allah increase and enhance them in whatever they are doing, inshallah.
Wa alaikum assalam. We also bless you, Allah grant you good health, long life. We also acknowledge your works and your dedication, Malana Sahab, and your sacrifices for the well-being of the community. Jazakum Allah. Much appreciated.
Jazakum Allah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alright, we continue almost 10 o'clock, and inshallah we're now talking to the brothers of the Mike Initiative of Lanesia. And with us we have Piyush as well as Brother Ibrahim Sirat. Piyush, good evening to you, and Ibrahim, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Okay, brothers, talking about the Mike Initiative, something new, alhamdulillah, in the Lanesia area, not new, rather we'll say that, it's approximately in existence for the last 2 or 3 years. Tell us about this Mike Initiative in a brief outline of what you guys do.
So, very, very simply, Mulana, this Mike Initiative is not a response to. It's not the intention. It was never the intention. What it is our community being able to warn each other, our community being able to possibly warn each other of danger or look out for each other. And the term we use for that is muhabbat, to create some muhabbat in our community where our community is talking to each other. The Mike Initiative doesn't replace the security measures you'd normally put under in your homes or your alarm company and security companies. It doesn't replace what the police do for you, so we always urge our members to call the police. And what it does do is it allows you to be educated about what's going on in your neighborhood. We currently stand at about plus or minus 900 members or households. So there's 900 households in Indonesia in all the extensions that have radios in their homes. As a consequence, what's happened is, and it wasn't intended when we started, it's become a very good tool for medical responses and community services like helping out at funerals and traffic control, at accidents, marshalling, volunteering for events like the Gandhi Walk and Neon Run and Gift of the Givers, Township Marathons, and all sorts of community initiatives. I think, but what I'd like to urge the community to do is this, to get involved in this type of initiative, which is quite passive in its nature, it's quite proactive in its nature, and you want to urge the community to get involved. And this is the gateway to many other initiatives. It educates our community about all the initiatives run. This is just one of the initiatives run under the CPF or under the auspices of the CPF and the sector forums. And you have patroller programs. We have late night patrol programs which run between 12 and 4. We have early shift patrol programs which run between 7:30 and 11 o'clock. So there's lots of opportunities for our community to get involved, and we must start taking control of our neighborhoods.
Thanks for that, Niyash. Also, with regards to the members, what about the members and what about the costing, Ibrahim?
Jazakallah, Mulana. So the costing, a mic costs 1,330 rands, and that's a once-off cost. We do have a repeater service. All the repeater does is it enhances the signal, so we get better clarity, we get a better distance of the radios. The repeater cost is 20 rand a month, and that we collect as a once-off for the year, so which comes up to 240. However, also, Mulana, I must just mention that the radio is fully ICASA approved. It is authorized, and we have certification for it.
Jazakumullah. What about the mic system? Are you guys linked to the other patrollers?
Jimolana, so we have two different channels. The first channel is a channel 1, which is for every single mic holder. We have a channel 3, which is a patroller's channel. We use that literally from about 11:30 till about 4 a.m., Mondays to right up until Sunday. And the reason why we use that is so we do not disturb the other mic holders that's on channel 1. The patrollers are out from that from the late night up until 4, 5 a.m., and they communicate on the other channel. If a mic holder has a problem, they will call something what we call a call 99, which is a very sacred call in the Mike Initiative. And then we have people that can immediately respond to them for any assistance that's required.
Inshallah. Ibrahim, Jazakum Allah. Another platform, inshallah, we'll take the discussion further. Your final remarks, my brother.
Mulana, so I've joined this initiative about roughly around 3 years ago. Just an example, I phoned a friend of mine to let him know that we found a kid outside my house. The child was visiting somebody in the area approximately 200 meters away from my home. I think I was astonished when I seen the response from the community. So I received... as soon as I opened my door and I was confronted by the gentleman outside, I seen about 30 different vehicles. Everybody had a mic with them. And I think I was humbled by that, and that's when I decided to join this initiative. And from there, alhamdulillah, it's just moving forward and forward. And we can see the numbers are growing every week without fail.
I mean, inshallah. Ibrahim, jazakumullah for that. You guys are doing a wonderful job. Maybe just a humble reminder from our side is, inshallah, you know, when the guys are patrolling, remind them that when patrolling, do it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that patrolling as well, staying up awake at night, this becomes an act of ibadat. Allah Pak rewards you as well. Jazakallah marada.
Ameen. Jazakallah marada.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alright, thanks Piyash for that as well. And we continue to listeners, and we're going to be talking to Brother Ahmed as well from Janaza Safety and Security of Lanesia. Just a few words from his side, inshallah, the after we terminate the program. Ahmed, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakallah for that. Ahmed, tell us a little bit regards to the service or the khidmat you guys are rendered into the community.
Well, Maulana, what we do is we do the traffic control for all the mayors that come to Avalon Kabristan at night. And besides that, we do the security in the Kabristan as well. So when the last person leaves, that's when we leave the Kabristan. So we make sure everybody is safe until the mayor test ended.
All right, alhamdulillah, you guys are there always, and we have to acknowledge your efforts, Ahmed. Ahmed, with regards to mayyat on Saturdays, you know, there is a problem. We find that, you know, due to traffic, you know, we have been encouraged to have the janazas in the afternoons on Saturday instead of the morning.
That's correct, Mulana, because a lot of mayyats come in from out of lanes.
Yeah.
Because those people use the Kabristan as well, and they generally have the mayyats on a Saturday morning. So up to around 2, half past 2. The traffic is really congested there, and you can't really get in there.
Jazakumullah. What about the public? Can they contact you at any time?
See, Mulana, we really appreciate it because we need volunteers at all times, because it's basically a voluntary service. So we need brothers always to help us.
Yeah. What cooperation are you looking for in the community?
Well, Mawlana, we're not only restricted to janazas, we help with the istima securities and other events, all Islamic events as well, if we have the manpower. But unfortunately now numbers are not that much as we used to have, so we always trying to get youngsters on board, you know, it keeps them away from all the bad elements as well.
Jazakumullah. Ahmed, Jazakumullah. Another platform, we'll take the discussion further. My brother, like Maulana Kaka Saab said a few minutes ago, we acknowledge your guys' efforts. Really, your rewards are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the best, inshallah, and may this become your salvation, you know, in the akhirah. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Guys, listeners, we terminate the program. We were talking about Brother Shah rahmatullahi alayhi and all the fallen heroes, those who sacrificed their time, their lives for the community. And our dua for them, inshallah, al-Aziz is Allah mafiru wa rahmahu wa sakinu fil jannah, wa afihi wa afu anhu, wa akrim nuzulahu wa basi'a mudkhalahu, wa aghsilhu bil ma'i wa thalzi wal barad. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgive him, inshallah, our Brother Shah rahmatullahi alayhi, Uncle Shah, and all the marhumin. Allah forgive him, Allah forgive all the marhumin. May Allah have mercy upon them. May Allah excuse them. May Allah make their pardon. May Allah Park make their receptions honorable. May Allah Park expand the entries in the Qabr Jalisans. May Allah cleanse them with water, snow, and ice, according to the hadith. And may Allah purify them of the gunas as a white robe is being purified of filth. May Allah exchange their home for better ones. May Allah protect them. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant them all, inshallah, Aziz entrance into Jannatul Firdaus. And and also, dear listeners, inshallah, terminating remarks is, concluding remarks is, that let's send ithal ithawab for the marhub, inshallah, al-aziz, and let's make it a habit of, passing over the rewards of our good deeds to the deceased, coming out of Lanesia, for example, Kabristan is there, recite at least 30 times, Qurullah wahad. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to visit the cemeteries, the Kabristan, regularly, and also, inshallah, make ithal ithawab for all the marhumin. Allah bless all the marhumin. Allah reward them for their sacrifices and their dedication. Allahumma afirhum warhamhum wa sakinhum fil jannah. Ameen ya rabbal alamin. Alright, we conclude the program. Request for special du'as as well. And from myself, Muhammad Kara, and the entire team, fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.